call this meeting of the Mount Jackson Planning Commission to order. On the agenda, first is a joint public hearing, ordinance 03-2018, an ordinance to provide for the extension of the corporate limits of the town of Mount Jackson, Virginia pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 32, Article 2, Section 15-2.2-3231, Commissioner Code of Virginia of 1950 as amended, the annexation of certain territory in the county of Shenandoah, that's the Dennison Morris property along Caverns Road. First of all, we'll have Kevin explain a little bit about it. He's the town manager. Then we'll have the participants here take care of presentation also, and then for the speakers after that, okay? You want to start with Kevin?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Ambrose. As you said, this is a joint public hearing with the Planning Commission Council, Town Council, to hear public comments on the annexation request by the Morrises. The property is located along Caverns Road, and it's identified as tax map number 091-A-45B, and it totals just a little over, well, just a little under 9 acres, 8.82 acres. And there are some maps that were provided in the application. Part of the property is zoned, currently is zoned R2 in Shenandoah County, 2.33 acres. And then a little over, just under 6.5 acres of that property is zoned Agriculture 1, under Shenandoah County zoning. As you said, the applicants, Mr. and Mrs. Morris, are here this evening, along with their agent, Mark Pangle. So I think at this time, we'll turn it over to them. I think they have a short presentation.
They do. Mr. Morris wants to speak first.
Should I speak back there?
That'd be fine. That'd be great.
Good evening, the Honorable Mayor and Town Council of Mount Jackson, and Chairman of the Planning Commission, Commission members and staff. It's a pleasure to be here this evening to make a presentation. I'd like to introduce my wife, Doris. She's here with me this evening, and you'll hear from Mark here very shortly. Mark and I had a chance to attend the Planning Commission meeting last month, and we want to thank the Planning Commission members for being so cordial and hospitable, and we appreciate that. Made us feel very welcome and very helpful to us. More thank you all for that very much. So I just want to turn it over to Mark Pangle, my good friend and agent this time, and he'll explain a little bit what we have in mind. Thank you again.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone had a happy Easter. Good evening to the leadership of the town of Mount Jackson, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you for the opportunity to stand before you this evening and speak on behalf of Mr. and Mrs. Dennis Morris. A little history about the property. Property was purchased by the Morrises in December of '05. It is located on Caverns Road just beyond the public school campus and diagonally across Caverns Road from the Holly Farms Poultry Incorporated, and it adjoins it adjoins Holly Farms Incorporated, diagonally across the street from the Mount Jackson Press Incorporated. As Kevin mentioned, the zoning. So the kind of a chronology of what we've done with this property for the, my golly, for the first 12 years, basically did nothing. So in May of 2017, we formally requested the property be annexed into the town limits of Mount Jackson. March the 5th of this year, we came before the town of Mount Jackson Planning Commission, and our proposal was very well received by the membership. They spoke quite in favor of it. And I think what the Morrises and I got out of that meeting is the temperature of the Planning Commission was that once the property is annexed, it'd be an excellent opportunity for the town to begin to satisfy a need for higher density residential development. The public utilities, water and sewer are there. The comprehensive plan calls for, at this point, a medium density residential use for the whole property. So we feel confident this will be an asset to the town, as well as a proactive move to plan and prepare for the future growth of Mount Jackson, Virginia. I'm sure you all are familiar with the property. You have plats and that sort of thing, and you live here, so you know where it is. But I'll try to answer any questions that you may have about the property or what we're doing, if you should have any. Anyone have any comments that I could potentially address? If not, well, thank you so much for your time.
We may have some questions as folks speak.
Absolutely.
Hang loose. Okay. Our first speaker is Ms. Bonnie Good.
Good evening. I come to you as a former planning commissioner, certified in planning, having worked on two comprehensive plans. Under normal circumstances, I would never recommend that a comprehensive plan that was built for the guidance of the planning commission and the town to automatically go willy-nilly and make other decisions not based on that plan. But because of a couple of things, I think that it's important to let Mr. Morris have his say now. Generally, when you do a comprehensive plan with the land use, you talk to the landowners you're going to be dealing with their property on. As far as I know, 99% or more of the landowners that are in the study areas around here were never spoken to about what their plans and desires were for the property. That goes very contrary to normal procedure, getting the input from the community. Because the landowners had no say in what their land was going, what was going to happen to their land. And the comprehensive plan just took a body of information, people that put it together, and I'm going to say willy-nilly distributed what they thought should be in the town of Mount Jackson, regardless of what anybody who owned the land felt. I think it's appropriate that at this time and into the future, until or unless the town redoes that land use chapter and gives the landowners a say in what happens to their property, that Mr. Morris should respectfully have the right to voice his ideas now, and they should be taken into consideration very strongly. Not because we want certain kinds of development and it's expedient to go ahead and ignore the comprehensive plan. Comprehensive plan is not law, but it is our guideline that we should be following. But under these circumstances, where the town did not see that the land use chapter was integrated into the needs and desires of the landowners, I think it's only fair that it be done now. And that's my recommendation. As a professional trained in planning.
Thank you, Ms. Good. Kevin?
Mr. Morris, you want this to go R3, right? I mean, are we doing anything that you don't want to be done? I mean, because that's
that would be our preference.
So we're doing what you would like us, you know, we're discussing what you'd like us to do. Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sure. I'm confused.
My name is Kevin Rooney, and I'm a Shenandoah County resident. I'm actually in Mr. Morris's district. I wasn't going to bother to speak tonight until I found out some information that I'll talk about later in my couple of minutes here. I had a friend down in Orange County, Virginia, who had similar property, and the sewer access was across the street, and the town made him pay to have it brought across the street because they said it was available. So my question is, will Mr. Morris be paying to have the water sewer brought to his side of the street? let's see. I've been talking to, there's a group of us that do some social media chatting, and I haven't heard anything positive about this situation. And my own comment was the ink was barely dry on Mr. Morris's oath of office, and he's already using, to me, his station to make some deals to skirt the system of some decisions that he made while he was Board of Supervisor, and that is keeping the county rural. Okay? I looked under the tax map after spending some time with Kevin today and found that there's a lot of the surrounding is like, and the GIS appears to be some, what you call them, like little farmettes, basically. And I spent 2 hours a month ago, I believe, talking to Bucky about the situation, and I wouldn't have had to waste time talking to these individuals if Mr. Morris had answered any of the 22 emails he's gotten from me over the last year. And yes, again, I am in his district. That being said, Mr. Morris is paying only $500 an acre on property that's valued at $26,000 an acre. You know, and I don't, you know, begrudge anybody, but he's getting a pretty good deal there. And my other concern is he trying to skirt the rollback taxes that would be incurred in this situation? while Mr. Morris was supervisor, he voted to keep the county rural. I'm on the Citizens Advisory Committee, but I'm here as a private citizen. So I just feel that this kind of contradicts on what he voted for during that time. And the thing that I said earlier was the Long family applied years ago to rezone a portion of their land to have four home sites. Mr. Morris and others shot that down, saying it would be a slippery slope. Live by the sword, die by the sword. I guess that only applies to us peasants. Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Michael Harris?
Please. Haynes, actually.
Haynes, sorry.
Oh, that's fine.
Excuse me.
I just had a comment really to make. My only question was what the use of the property would be, and you mentioned like housing development. So that answers that question. The only comment I'd like to make, I manage the George's Mount Jackson feed mill that joins the property. And I just want to make the comment that we're a 24/5, sometimes 24/6 operation. Trucks in and out, you know, lights, noise, that sort of thing. I just want to make that common knowledge as far as housing would go that might not be suitable to every person. Maybe some people would be suitable to. So I wanted to make that comment. And also that it's hard to know what the future will hold, but the grassy lot that separates two properties, there's potential that Georgia's may build in that area as well, as far as feed manufacturing. We don't really know what the future will hold, but just want to make that common knowledge that, you know, we intend to grow and probably get busier, and it'll ebb and flow as markets ebb and flow. So that's all I had to say. I'd be glad to answer any questions, too.
I have just one.
Yes.
That property you mentioned that you might grow to.
Yes.
What is the zoning on that?
I'm not sure.
I
think the
build on at this point that they could
their zoning?
Yes.
I-1.
Oh, okay, it would be.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like good. I'm curious if that wouldn't hold you.
Anything
up.
Else?
No, I'm good. If nobody else has anything. Okay. That's my last speaker. Does anybody have any other comments? Anyone? Planning Commission or? Oh, sorry, Mr. Brady.
I'm interested in what type housing they're thinking of. You know, not just what it's zoned for, but, or would be zoned for, but if they have any plans as far as single family, apartment style, or what.
Now's the time to ask.
Oh, Jack, I'll answer. We don't know. We don't know. We're not builders. We're not developers. We're going to. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm back to this.
That's all right.
We don't know, and that was part of the inquiry at the last meeting here. what would the blessings of the town be? And we will market the property as a potential project, but the Morrises are not going to go build houses. Develop it. We would put streets in. We don't know how to do that. So a developer would do that, and at that point, then they would have a plan, and that could be any one of a number of different things. Sometimes it's a mixed use housing, single family duplexes, whatever, and sometimes it's all smaller lot singles. We don't know.
we don't want to, it's like this gentleman said, with the market ebbs and flows. And so it'll depend on the timing of if and when this actually transpires. And we can market the property to a buyer. And at that point, then I'm sure they'll have to come back. He's here, you see. So that at this point, no one.
I thought maybe you had something in the pipeline.
No, not really.
Okay.
Not that, really. We were just, yeah, the thing of it is we need to see if it can be annexed, number one, and then two, see what the zoning would be for it. And then that'll kind of dictate which way we go with who we would contact for to buy it. So.
Any other questions from anyone concerning this?
Well, I think Mr. Moore is coming in as part of the growth of the town. You know, we spent 2 years doing the comp plan, so it meets what we put forward. And then number two, you know, we sent the surveys out to every member of the town. And what people asked for were, townhouses and condo living, because a lot of people don't want to have a house, a full home, and take care of a yard and do all that. So Mr. Morris's project, from what I've heard and seen, is going to fit both of those niches. So that's all I have to say. What I aim for, I think it's something we can use in the area. We we have a lot of homes. Todd Holtzman's redoing a lot of homes. This is one thing we do not have in town. So that's my opinion.
Okay, I believe Ms. Good had a question or comment or something.
I did.
Sorry, I said
no. No. With the comprehensive plan that you have now, are there not places for that higher? In the comprehensive plan that was just adopted, are there not areas in the survey area for the housing that has more than single family?
I'm sure there is.
Under normal circumstances, that's where you would try to get not just switch them around, whatever you want to do. But like I said,
actually
nobody was asked.
Actually, this particular piece of property, the comprehensive plan calls for a medium density residential, which could be duplexes, right?
Yeah. In the map right here, part of it's already R2.
Or anything like that.
Which is medium residential. So if we're doing what should be done with property.
Not if all of it wasn't medium residential, you're not.
So this wouldn't include apartments. It's just duplexes.
It would include R3 would be any of them.
R3 is townhouses and apartments by special use permit. R2 is just single family and duplexes by right. There's no provisions for townhouses, apartments in an R2, even by special use permit.
Kevin, excuse me, Mr. Palmer, if the town did rezone the property to R3, the developer would still have to come back before the panel for the special use permit.
Correct.
Yeah.
Gentleman in the back, please.
You mentioned surveys that were sent out. Did you hear from the people that actually border the property?
Well, they're not with it. Well, are they in town? The surveys were only sent out to people in town.
That is not correct. Surveys were sent out to everybody in 22842. And he's talking about people being notified that are on surrounding properties for this. That is, we're supposed to be doing by town ordinance. All people, when you have a public hearing about a piece of property, everybody around that property has to be notified.
You're talking about the public hearing tonight.
He's talking about the survey. He's talking about the public hearing tonight.
Public hearing, yes. All the adjoining property owners were notified of the public hearing.
Different things.
There's actually, well, one gentleman's here, the one from Holly Farm or George's, and then there's Halterman and Turley. They're the only other two, correct? We had two to send out, right?
No, there was, you go across the road.
Oh, that was Donna, okay, I understand, yeah, you're right, okay. So everybody got those. Any other comments? If you have any questions, now's a good time to find out. Okay, if there's no other questions, this then moves on to the town council, am I correct? For approval?
You've got it. Well, you have to discuss it, eligible for action tonight. The planning commission would have to make a recommendation to the.
Yeah, and it goes to them, okay? Very good. Okay, no other comments, questions? I close the public hearing and see a few members, and we'll start the regular meeting. Thank you all for coming.
Enjoy.
Good to see you, sir.
Yes. No, sir.
Yes, sir.
See you back, Mark.
No.
I'll see you later.
No, you.
Listen, they're all.
No, you won't. You don't want to.
See you later.
I can't.
I need to.
Wait. Go get your wife.
He's chairman.
We didn't say. Okay, yes.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Gotta grab your wife, she got the car keys.
Yeah. Okay.
So now, we need to do one vote or two votes? One for recommending the annexation and one for recommending the rezoning?
No, we don't do the zoning yet, do we?
And they go in together?
Or do we just recommend that and send it to the town council?
Yeah, the ordinance would spell out the zoning, I would say.
Because we talked about before trying to do them both at once. Because the annexation won't go into effect till July.
There might be a question that comes up.
That's fine, that's fine, we don't.
Don't we have to wait till July to vote on that, or after that's all together, so that as far as the annexation? I mean, as far as the rezoning? Because then that would comprehensive plan takes effect?
The property will be, it'll be brought in as whatever it's zoned currently. Part of it's residential now, the other part's agricultural, so.
But don't we have to wait till July to rezon it to the way we want it?
No, this is annexation we gotta do for.
My recommendation would be just to do the annexation.
Okay.
And then.
Come back.
Come back to the rezon, or come back to the zoning. But it will be brought in, part of it will be RR2 and the other part will be agricultural.
But is it possible to do the rezoning and have it all come in at once? I mean, it come in, when the annexation takes place in July, it would all make it come in and say all R2 or all R3? Is that possible?
It's possible, we'd have to advertise for that.
It'd have to be another public.
I think so.
So we're gonna have to go through it again anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you ready to go to the next one? Okay. Now I'd like to call this regular meeting of the Mount Jackson Planning Commission order. Everybody stand for pledge of allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Any additions or deletions to the agenda for tonight? Anybody have anything they need to change? If not, we are in for introductions of guests, but we've already done most of that, correct?
Correct.
Okay. The visitors have already spoke, so we don't have that. So let's have the approval of the previous minutes from last month. Do I have approval?
I
I make a motion to approve the previous minutes from last month.
I'll second.
And we need a vote, please.
All right. Mr. Whitehurst?
Yes.
Mr. Hockebrock?
Yes.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Ms. Berner?
Yes.
We move on to old business, which is the annexation request, Dennis and Doris Morris, tax map 091-A-045B, 8.82 acres along Caverns Road. It is eligible for action at this time. Comments or motions, whichever.
I don't have to do it like in formal way. I'll make a motion that we approve the annexation requested by Mr. and Mrs. Moore.
Very good. And we need a second.
I'll second it.
And we have a second. And I'd like to have a vote, please.
Okay. Mr. Whitehurst?
Yes.
Mr. Hockebrock?
Yes.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Ms. Berner?
Yes.
New business. There's none listed.
I don't have anything at this time, no. Mr. Chairman.
Okay. The actions of zoning appeals. Mr. Hockenbach, you have been giving that. However, I'm sorry.
No, I'll speak to that.
You can do that, please.
Yeah, the Board of Zoning Appeals met this evening to hear a request by the Bowman Shannon Cultural Arts Center, basically converting the that structure, that building that once was a single family residence, then it converted over to the Cultural Arts Center. They have a contract buyer that wishes to go back to the single family residential use. The way our code is written, there was no provisions that would allow that use to go back to a single family. So thus they applied for a variance, and it was granted this evening. The Board of Zoning Appeals did discuss it and makes a recommendation that the Planning Commission take a look at that provision as far as converting single family homes that were turned into a business and then wants to revert back to a single family, that the Planning Commission kind of take a look at that and probably incorporate some language into the zoning ordinance to allow the granting of that use. Mr. Whitehurst serves on the Board of Zoning Appeals. Did I pretty much get that correct? It kind of falls in line with what we have been talking about is possibly looking at the entire zoning ordinance. This would just be one aspect of that, but it might be something or would be something that we could certainly discuss and deal with when we look at the entire zoning ordinance. But anyway, that variance was granted this evening.
And I think it would be a good idea. It's just, you know, somebody tries opening a business and goes through the process and then decides it's not going to work, which we know a lot of businesses in the area don't make it more than 6 months. You know, it's just months added on, just another process for them to go back to have a residence. You know, which can cost not only the owner but everyone involved. I mean, we our goal is to have, you know, all the homes nicely kept and inhabited in town. And when you have ones that sit for months and months and months because they can't do anything, it doesn't look good for anybody. Or, especially if it was a business there and it sits empty, it makes other businesses say, well, do I really want to be there? So I think it would be good, you know, when you're going to a house to a business and back to a house, I don't see what it's going to hurt. So.
Very good.
That's everything as far as the Board of Zoning Appeals.
Thank you for that. I'd like to have a report on the town council items. Mr. Hockenbrock has been out for a while.
Yeah, because I've been recuperating from surgery for the last month and a half, and other than attending the March council meeting, I really haven't been up with what's going on with the town other than the TW3, so consequently I really don't feel right by trying to give a report tonight, so I defer to Mr. Potter for the effort.
Just I think at the March meeting, you know, I highlighted a couple of the projects that are underway or out to bid and so forth. So I won't elaborate too much on those other than, you know, the sidewalk project. Everybody can see the progress that's being made there on particularly on the northern end of town. That project should be wrapping up probably towards the end of this month. All the concrete sidewalk has been poured, and they expect to be doing some of the repaving probably the middle of this month once temperatures hopefully warm up a little bit. So we are looking at possibly doing part of the Conneauville Boulevard sidewalk project, kind of reviewing where we're at as far as funds go, but that's a strong possibility. And of course, we do have a grant application out with VDOT that we expect to hear back sometime either this month or sometime in early May. The well project, the development of a new well number 7 and 8. I think I reported at the last meeting that we were accepting bids, and the bids were due March 28th. We had to extend the bid opening date till April the 18th for that project. There was some things that we needed to kind of fine tune a little better so that we could get you know, competitive bids, and everybody was basically bidding on the same project. So again, that bid opening is April 18th, and of course May 1st is the town election here in town. So up for re-election is the mayor, and then the mayor's position, and three members of town council. So I think that's about everything. I'll entertain any questions if you have any on any particular topic involving the town.
Thank you. Zoning administrator's report. We had part of that earlier.
Yeah, I have nothing new to add, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Is there any items from board members at all? Anybody have anything they want to bring up, need to say, or?
I will say that the sidewalks and all in the northern end of town make the biggest difference, because I see a lot of people walking.
Yeah.
Safety end of it, and even, you know, for aesthetics, it's very nice.
Yeah, yeah. I think a big addition to that will be the sidewalk installation along Conneauville Boulevard. There's a lot of people, truck drivers, that walk from Sheets to the shopping center and have to cross Route 11 there. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Anything else?
Hopefully, in the future, we can get a stoplight or something down there for the truckers pulling out in front of you.
Yeah, that whole area there along Conneauville Boulevard
needs some
attention.
Yes.
Okay, do other items?
I move that this meeting be adjourned.
I second.